Blog Talk Radio.
Out your dreams, your desires, your goals, to live as you've never lived before, to finally find the financial success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the Internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet, all coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101. As we explore the YTB home-based business opportunity. Hey, tonight's show, you know, we do on Monday nights. Hey, you can't win if you don't plug in. So important to be able to, whatever opportunity you participate in, that you plug in and you use the necessary tools, information, and all of the stuff that people have put together to help you take advantage of the wonderful opportunity that you're participating in. Before getting into some of the theme and some of the meat and potatoes of the night show in terms of specific aspects of how to plug in, I want to share with you some information that, again, as I've been sharing, you know, in the past from a book called Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. And one of the parts that it talks about on page 25, definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. Definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. You got to know what your purpose is, and you got to be definite about it. Now, it says definite of purpose combined with positive mental attitude is the starting point of all worthwhile achievement. Remember, your world will change whether or not you choose to change it, but you have the power to choose its direction. You can select your own targets. When you determine your definite major aims with a positive mental attitude, there's a natural tendency for you to use 7 of the success principles. I'm going to share with you what 7 success principles are, but let's go back to this. See, your world is going to change whether you choose to change it or not. So you want to have the power to change as much of your world as you can and direct it's changed, because it is going to change. Nothing remains the same. Everything changed, except, hey, the sun's going to come out tomorrow. But as far as your world, what's going on in your life, it's going to change. it's going to change, and you need to direct that change. And it says here again, you can select your own targets. You can select how it changes. You can determine the major aims of your life with a positive mental attitude. And when you do that, you're going to use either all of these next principles I'm going to talk about or some of them. One, personal initiative. In order for your world to change, that's right, you got to take the personal initiative to make things happen in your world the way you want them to happen. Personal initiative. You take action. Next is self-discipline. You have to discipline yourself to make sure that you do the things that you know you need to do to make your world better. The next is creative vision. Hey, creative vision. You have a vision, but it's got to be creative. A creative vision. Personal initiative, self-discipline, then a creative vision. After you have that creative vision, and you can put that self-discipline into practice to help that vision come into being because you took a personal initiative and a personal step to make all of this happen. Next is organized thinking. You have to organize your thinking. It can't be sporadic. Organizing your thinking. And then when you organize your thinking, align it with that vision and that self-discipline and that personal initiative, things are going to start to happen. From your organized thinking, controlled attention, concentration of effort. You have to, once you put all of this together, you got to control your attention. How do you make things happen? Again, you just can't be sporadic. Control your attention. Control how you apply your thinking to your vision with your discipline based on your personal initiative. Next is budgeting of time and money. Making sure you get the most out of your time and the most out of your money in terms of how you're using it to make your plan work. Time and money. You got to make sure you control your time. Don't waste your time. Sometimes, you know, we do things and we try this and we try that and we try this and we try that and try this and try that. You got to budget your time, your money. And last but not least and very important, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. You have to be enthusiastic about what you're doing. If you're not excited, don't expect anybody else to get excited. You have to be enthusiastic about what you're doing. Now, again, tonight's show is called You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. Waiting for my co-host to join us. He hasn't joined us yet. But while waiting for my co-host, I have some specific information that we want to go over tonight and have a special guest that I'm going to bring on. It's going to share some information about one of the ways to plug in terms of YTB. And, you know, this information is so valuable because so often people get involved in this business. And Coach Lloyd Tomer, as we refer to him, the coach, he has put this thing together. He understands what he put together. He understands how relationship marketing works. And he made a bold statement when he put YTB together. He said, with YTB, you will always have a means to be able to talk to people. Where so often, you know, this whole thing of network marketing, people go out and buy leads. And Coach, he always says, dumb, dumb, dumb. You don't need to go buy no leads. He said, we have created a system that, you know, would allow you to be able to always be working in what we call a warm market or a referral market that you can create. But he says, why go out and spend money on leads? And he created a system that says, well, I'm going to help you be able to find ways to talk to people. Not only that, I'm going to create a guaranteed income program attached to that. And for some of you that don't know, YTB has a $6,000 guaranteed income program, unheard of, unmatched in any network marketing company. There is no other. And if someone finds one, please give me a call and let me know. Call the number 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. If there's any other network marketing company out there that gives a guaranteed income for following directions, please let me know because I don't know of any other one. Now, what is this guarantee program? It's a program that the company created called the Success From Home Magazine Program. And this program works pretty good. Just people have been taking advantage of it, and, you know, I have to be honest. You know, I've been in the business for some time and been sleeping on it. And me and my wife finally decided that, you know, that, hey, we was going to go ahead and get involved in this program so that, you know, again, practice what we preach. You know, we do a program. You can't win if you don't plug in. Well, I have to plug in to how this company works. Besides the conference calls and your back office and everything else, if the company has a guaranteed income program, then, you know, I've set standards now where everybody I bring in the business, I get them started there so that way I know no matter what, they're going to make something. Now, I'm going to bring up my wife, and she's going to be able to share some information with you around this whole YTB magazine program, how it works, you know, how she's been able to use it, and, you know, what she's been able to do as far as getting started with this and having some fun with it. And I'm not going to sit anymore and bring up my wife, Cynthia Jahi, and let her share with you the YTB magazine program. Cynthia.
Good evening, everyone. I am so excited to finally have started the magazine program through YTB, through their Success From Home magazine. This is truly an exciting way to do business. Well, what do? I leave out the house with my magazines, and I'm already thinking about whom I may want to give a magazine to. Just last week, I was at the licensing place in my state, and after sitting for a little while, I was able to find someone that was excited because they had just gotten their license. They had passed the written test, and therefore we had something in common. We both passed our written test because I'm new in the state that I'm in right now, and so that gave us common ground. Utilizing the concept of common ground, something that you both have in common at that particular moment. It doesn't have to be a long time situation, just within the last 5 minutes. What we had in common was we both had passed the test. Here's a happy young lady, so therefore I pulled up my magazine and I told her, you know, along with passing my test, I also have another part-time business that I'm doing from home, and it requires that I give out the magazine. And in exchange for the magazine, which talks about earning extra income from home, you could give me your name and number. And she was like, wow, I love to read new magazines. I'd be more than glad to see what this is about, especially something that's going to help me earn extra income. Sure, here's my name, here's my phone number. Then I reminded her that I also needed to have an address and email. She didn't have email, but she did give me her address with the zip code. And I told her I'd like to get back to her in a few days, and that also someone from the company may be getting back with her in a few days. And she said it was fine. And I told her to also feel free to call me. And she said that would be great. But the main thing is that she was pretty excited to receive this new magazine. And I pointed to a couple of pages that I'm real excited about, to page 15, that talks about a very exciting woman in the business who's one of our top earners. And that was really exciting for her to see that. This is all new information. She never heard of the magazine. But reading a little bit about Juliet St. John caught her attention in minutes. And so, therefore, was very successful in getting the things, giving her the magazine, getting her interested, and being able to get the information that I needed. Within a few short minutes, 15 minutes later, I was down at another place to take care of my car, and again, common ground. The young man saw my license plates. He saw that it was from a different state. He was very interested in, well, you're from another state. Well, I lived in that state for 5 years. Here we have something else to talk about. Of course, I'm sitting there with the magazine. And he had worked in this other state, and he was in this new state looking for work. And I said, you know, in this magazine, it talks about fantastic business opportunities. And part of my mission today is to hand out this magazine. And in return, I need your name and your number, a way of contacting you, so that this company, YTB, can verify that I've given out the magazine. And I said, I think you're going to find something really interested in it. Immediately, I turned to page 15 through 16 through 17. The young man looked at it. He saw Melissa Boston's story. He said, what is this here? I've never heard of this. I definitely want this magazine. Does it cost me anything? I told him it doesn't cost you anything except for you to give me your name, phone number, email address if you have one, and your address. No problem. He gave that to me. He was very happy. And as I left, he was smiling and he was looking through the magazine. And it's been like that all week. Altogether, I've given out 14 magazines to total strangers. I gave one out at the Kangaroo where I pumped my gas. One of the employees there had just came back from Hawaii and said they loved to travel, so we had common ground talking about travel. And also just people in the park, sitting at the park eating lunch. One of the children from the community recognized me, wanted to introduce me to a family member. Therefore, I had the magazine and asked the lady, would you please take one as part of what I have to do for my new home-based business. It would help me, and it would also be helpful to her. And she said, you know, it really would be because I'm already in business for myself, but I always could use some extra income. There it was again, finding a person who had something in common, wanting to do a little bit more for their children. It can be practically anything that you can think of that would be that you have in common, and most of it is things that are just natural. We're just naturally going to talk about, you know, getting gas, how much the cost of gas is, and wow, sure could use a little extra income to pay for this gas. It helps a whole lot. So I found it to be truly, truly, truly easy. It's one of the easiest things that I've had to do. A lot of fun. I haven't had anyone tell me they would not take a magazine. I went to buy it on the same day that I met the young lady at the licensing place and the young man at the car place to get the work done on the car. I had already pre-planned in my mind. I had seen some watermelons. I saw somebody selling them on the road that I was going to stop those people in exchange for getting the watermelon and I had to pay for the watermelon, but would they also please take a magazine and in exchange give me their name, phone number, address. They did not have email, but they did do that. They were like, oh, sure, I'll take this magazine. And I pointed to the pages that I thought would be very interesting and told them there was a lot of good things in it and that they were already in business for themselves on the road selling the watermelons. Here's another opportunity to earn extra income or to tell other people they may come across about another wonderful business opportunity. And there again, they were very happy to do that, absolutely no problem. I gave out magazines. Just a couple of days ago, I was at a testing site, and the people there were concerned as to whether or not they had passed or failed the test. There was a lot of criteria involved with this test, and I waited for them as they came out from the testing site. And I said, hi, you know, how do you think you did on your test? Well, you know, I may not have done good in this part or that part. I said, well, yeah, I had my little concerns about the parts I needed to improve on, too. And the people were, you know, pretty talkative, so gave me an opportunity. Well, you know, whether you do good or you don't do good on the test, I'd like to share this magazine with you because I have something I'm already doing to earn extra income. It's called YTB, and I love to travel. I use it to save money and travel. And part of my mission today is to give out this magazine and get some feedback, see what people think about it, see if it's something you're interested in. Would you please take a magazine? And they said, hey, yeah, I'm looking to see what I can do to improve things in my life. Sure, I'll take the magazine. They said, well, what does it cost? I said, it doesn't cost anything except for your name, your phone number, if you have email, and your address. And then I want to be able to get back with you to see what you think of the magazine, if there's anything in there that you're interested in doing, or you think anybody else would be interested in the information in the magazine. And also, another representative from YTD, the company that I'm representing, would also be contacting you. Would that be okay? And they said yes. One of the women at that location, I gave it to four women at that location. One of the women actually said that she was interested right then and there on the spot. She says, look, I don't know what this is about, but if you're telling me that you can give out this magazine, and I did tell her that I would eventually get paid for giving out those magazines. She said, you're telling me that from giving out this magazine, there's certain criteria that you would get paid. I said, yes, if I give out a certain amount of magazines over a certain period of time and certain criteria goes forward through the company, that they would pay me for this. And she liked that idea. She said, well, you can't beat that. And so I'll be talking to her later on this evening, and I will get back to you probably next week to let you know what the feedback is from these different people that I've been talking to. But the main thing I want to share with the listening audience is that I have not received any no's from the magazine. No one has told me that they would not take a magazine. Everyone thus far have taken the magazines, and they all seem to be smiling, and they all have said either, you know, they like to read a lot anyway, or they'll be getting to it. I did stop back to talk to two of them. The way I got my gas from, the woman said she'd been very busy, but she was definitely be reading the magazine, and she would get back to me because she loved receiving the information. So all I want you to know, if you have any fear, erase your fear. You don't have to know the people at all. You can just basically give that to whomever you happen to come across in your everyday life.
Okay. Cynthia, so you're basically saying when you basically went to approach people in terms of giving them the magazines that you didn't get a lot of resistance?
No, I didn't get any resistance. If anything, they wanted more information. They were like, did it cost anything? They also looked at a couple of the pages and read maybe a sentence or two and wanted to know, is this something I was actually doing? Some of them were a little concerned, like, well, you're making money from actually giving out the magazine? I said, yes, there's a program. If I follow the rules and it goes a certain way, based on certain criteria, I can get paid. I didn't go into so much how much and all of that because I was kind of very involved. But at that particular moment, you know, I'm talking to really three and four people. And one of the women were willing to have the magazine shared with a good friend that was there, had ran out of magazines. And she was like, well, can I get one? I said, I'm sorry, I've run out, but would your friend here be willing to share it with you, or I could mail you one or meet you later, because she lives in another town. She lives in a town about 40 minutes away. And but she was still very interested in the magazine.
Okay, so basically you're saying from handing these magazines out that now you have a whole list of new contacts to follow up with and be able to share the business opportunity with that you did not have before having the magazine.
Yes, brand new people that I did not know at all. And so it just opened up a whole world of opportunity for me. And I did give a magazine to one of my brothers who's a truck driver, and he's going to be taking those. He actually has two magazines. He's going to take them with him as he has some people as he travels across the country that he wants to talk to. He already feels that he can at least leave a magazine or start some conversation. He has some time in those locations where he can do that. So it, in my opinion, it's one of the easiest ways of contacting people and building your contact list.
Okay. We want to thank you so much for being able to share that information with people this evening on the night show in terms of you can't win if you don't plug in. And, again, for people, one of the ways to plug in is using the magazine program. Again, remember, Coach Toma put this together to guarantee an income for people. Because, you know, one of the biggest things out there, getting involved in network marketing, is, you know, people, they see the opportunity, then they get scared and wonder, well, you know, who am I going to talk to? How am I going to talk to people? And am I going to make any money? And it basically boils down to, for every magazine that you give out, when you give out 25 magazines a month, people, that means you get $20 for giving out each one of your magazines. Because that's what it boils down to in terms of $500 a month times 12 months. Which is $6,000 in terms of the kind of money that you can make from giving out the magazine. So basically for the night show, we basically shared one technique in terms of how to plug in, which is the magazine program. And Cynthia has a few more comments she'd like to share with you, so let me bring her back up.
Yes, I just want to say for the magazine program, don't leave home without your magazine. It has to be already preset in your bag, your pocketbook. You keep it neat. You may want to put a cover sheet. We have a cover sheet with our magazine. My husband will go into that in a second. Have your ink pen, your pencil, a notebook. Be prepared. And no matter where you are, you know, already be prepared as far as just thinking about, hey, I can talk to this person. And just feel free to just go ahead and talk. But you have to feel free to let them know, well, I have, you know, I'm getting this information because this is what I'm doing part-time for my home-based business. They need verification that I've actually given you this magazine. And so that's why you have your pen and your pad. You have to be prepared. Be excited. Do not leave home with this one telling you I had to come back home and get a magazine. You want to have about three of them with you. And then, trust me, you're going to have a ball giving out these magazines and getting the results from doing that.
Okay, folks, hey, you heard it, and next week we'll have Cynthia back on, and she'll be able to share what some of the follow-ups have been like, and We'll see how that goes. You know, we're excited in terms of doing this, and you know, it's like you live, you learn, and you do. And one of the things that is I focus on where we're at now in terms of the business is that I wish, you know, having hindsight, as one of my professors used to talk about in college, that when we first came in, that this is what we first had started doing. And again, by listening to the morning calls with the Pruitts and James Pruitt, he put something out there very powerful. He said we should make the magazine program a minimum requirement in terms of like a job description as you bring people in, because this way you are assured that people can create a dynamic in which they have people to talk to, because the biggest thing in network marketing is keeping people on your team from being secret agents. Secret agents is people that sign up in a business and don't tell nobody anything about it and think by some kind of magic way they're going to make money, but they ain't opening their mouth and they're not telling anybody about anything. And with this program, it allows you to give out a quality product, a quality tool to share with people and get people involved in terms of this business. So I'm really excited about it. And Nelson, if you have any other closing comments, and then I'm bring up a piece called "You're Born to Be Great" and close the show out for the day.
All I want to say is don't leave home without your Success Magazine pen and a pad to write on, and that's the main thing. Hold on and have as much fun as I'm having in the business, because I'm having a good time. When I'm out with my husband or when I'm out by myself, just talking about this magazine.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
Peace and blessings. Talk to you in the morning.